This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. The primary suspect in Friday's shootings at two mosques in Christchurch, New Zealand, has been remanded without plea until his next court appearance, April 5th. The suspect, identified as 28-year-old Brenton Harrison Tarrant from Australia, appeared before a New Zealand district court judge and was charged with murder. Tarrant is suspected of shooting 49 people to death and wounding more than 40 others in two separate incidents in Christchurch. New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said Saturday that her country's gun laws will have to be changed in the wake of Friday's deadly massacres.
When people, of course, hear that this individual was acquired a gun license and acquired weapons of that range, then obviously I think people will be seeking change, and I'm committing to that.
Ardern said that the nationalities of those affected by the attack include Pakistan, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, Indonesia, and Malaysia. Here in Washington, President Donald Trump said he had telephoned New Zealand's prime minister to pledge U.S. support. Speaking at the White House Friday afternoon, the president said the United States would provide whatever help is needed.
New Zealand has been a great friend and partner for many years. Our relationship has never been better. And what they're going through is absolutely terrible. So our hearts are with them and whatever we can do.
Asked by a reporter if he saw an increase in white nationalism, the president said he did not, but it could be an issue in New Zealand. Trump also said that he had not seen a manifesto in which the suspected gunman praised him as a, quote, symbol of renewed white identity and common purpose. For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.